Survivors of the Stolen Generations, speaking at an event in federal parliament today, have talked about the difficulties they face when accessing healthcare. Here's Nyandere Yorta Yorta man, Uncle Jeff Cooper.
Everyday events can easily re-trigger this trauma. For example, if something brings back feelings of the lack of control that we've experienced when we were taken from our families. For some people, this might be being touched without permission or feel like we're being told what to do. For others, it might be a place that reminds us of the institutions that we were removed to.
With the help of survivors like Uncle Jeff, the Healing Foundation has developed new resources for healthcare professionals to better care for the Stolen Generations. Yorta Yorta man Ian Hamm is another survivor and chair of the Foundation's Stolen Generations Reference Group, and Ian joins us tonight. Ian, thanks for your time.
Pleasure, Patricia.
What are these resources? Talk me through them.
Okay, they're basically a set of information sheets for general practitioners, for dental service providers and for aged care providers, which gives them a really broad and good understanding of some of the issues that confront Stolen Generation survivors when we go to access health services or services provided by those three sectors. It's really about how do you make those services approachable and provided in a way that doesn't bring stress or disorder to the patient who's a Stolen Generation survivor.
We heard today that many Stolen Generation survivors are reluctant to access health services, knowing they'll have to revisit past trauma.
Yeah.
Tell me more. I mean, you've already touched on it, but more about that deep reluctance that you're trying to tackle here.
Yeah. So if you like, for want of a better way, health service providers are seen as part of the system, whatever the system is. So a lot of people have difficulty in confronting the system, because a lot of people were removed and they were put in these dormitory homes or they were kept in institutions when they were children. And a lot of these service providers, people feel that they're back in those again, particularly if it's aged care, for example, which can be residential aged care. That can actually, you know, for older people, take them back to when they were younger people in residential facilities. Places like dentists and doctors, you're in a particularly vulnerable situation. And people going back to when they were young, being in vulnerable situations where, you know, Stolen Generations children were subjected to the same instances of perhaps not sexual abuse, but just abuse of them being in the state's care. And particularly when they feel like, or if they're asked, what's the issue, what's the matter? Having to explain yourself again and again and again can turn people off wanting to access these services. In effect, they just don't turn up and they get sicker and sicker and sicker.
So, give me a tangible example of how these resources will help people now experiencing these interactions. Like, what will change now?
Okay, so somebody goes to a general practitioner. They go and see them and say they're not feeling well. The doctor asks, are you Aboriginal? And we collect this data for a form. It may come up in the conversation. The person might seem really reluctant to answer the question, even though they're clearly Aboriginal, because it goes back to them being a Stolen Generation survivor when we were removed simply because we were born black. That's a hell of a thing to carry for your life. So every time you kind of get put in the question of, in the position of having to respond to that, it turns you off. So if the question doesn't have to be followed up or dig deeper, that actually makes people feel that little bit safer. So just simple GP services is a prime one. I know myself, I didn't actually tick the form on being Aboriginal until about 10 years ago, and then it was only because of something that bad really happened. I almost died of pneumonia, and my doctor really asked me, do you have any things that could contribute to you getting pneumonia? And I said, yeah, I'm Aboriginal. It's the first time I declared it on a medical form. So I was extraordinarily reluctant to. So, I mean, I'm really comfortable with my GP now. I've got the one GP. I go to her and I don't go to anybody else because I don't want 20 questions every time I go. I like to think I'm a reasonably okay kind of person, Patricia. There are those who have been through much more traumatic things than I do and deal with life difficulties on a daily basis that I don't. I can only imagine that they would really need these fact sheets to support the provision of services so that they don't get, you know, they just don't get turned off going to seek health services.
Ian, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Not a problem, Patricia.
That's Yorta Yorta man Ian Hamm, who's a survivor of the Stolen Generations and the chair of the Foundation's Stolen Generations Reference Group.